Specifically to you, we ask that if you have a few moments after the service, if you would take a few minutes, we'd love to visit with you a little bit further. In this service today, we have typically in the second worship service on the last Sunday of a month, we dedicate the worship service with focus of singing, and that is what we will be doing in this service today. In just a few moments, the first song that we will sing out of the big book will be number 68. J.H. Ledbetter will be directing the singing service today, and he will be leading us in that song in just a minute. In a moment, we'll also call on Rusty Scott to lead us in a first prayer, and then following at the end of the service, we'll ask David Warren to lead us in prayer, and then we will stand dismissed. To our visitors, we wish to everyone, we wish to state our intentions today, and that is to praise our God, that is to follow the example that we're given in the Bible, given to the first century church, of what God wanted, and that is our goal and what we try to do here. If you have questions about things that are said or done, we encourage you to ask, because we truly strive to make sure that we do the things that the early church was told to do and in the way that they were told to do them. A few announcements before we begin. We'd like to once again make everyone aware and remind everyone to keep in mind those of our number who are, due to age and health, shut-ins and not able to be out and with us. Viola Estes, Helen Wisdom, Una Ford, Edith Kendrick, and M.A. Munden. Keep those in mind as they're having definitely having health and other difficulties, and keep them and the families in our prayers, and also make the effort to visit with those people. You get the opportunity at all. This last week we learned that Libby Smiley had gone back to the doctor and learned that her lymphedema has progressed, but they're going to continue to treat it a little bit more aggressively. Keep her and her family in your prayers as they continue to work with that, and pray for her change of condition and situation. As we announced earlier as well, Brother John Lawrence's physical brother passed away this past week, and we need to keep him in our prayers, as well as the fact that he continues to be having an irregular heartbeat issue that he is facing, that John is facing. So let's continue to keep him in our prayers. Matthew McGlasson, a member here, is finishing up his basic training for the Marines. And so let's keep him in our prayers as he is gone and as he is facing the challenges in so many ways. Let's keep him in our prayers, and also, if we can, send him a note of encouragement. He's a long way from home and obviously in a challenging situation in many different aspects. I also learned a few minutes ago that Sue Latimer will be having a surgical procedure coming up this Friday. So let's keep her in our prayers as she faces that. Coming up in August, August the 10th, that's Friday night, August the 10th, we'll be having our annual congregational singing. And so be making plans to attend that, and also be making plans to invite others to that. In one of the literature racks here inside the building at the back of the room here are some printed out sheets, flyers. So go ahead and take some of those, hand some of those out. And also, if you use social media, share a link to that this week. Let's get as many people thinking about that event as possible. And then next Sunday, immediately following services, will be the monthly high school and college age Bible study, and that will be at the Pope's home immediately after services until 2 o'clock. Also, generally in the area, there are a couple of gospel meetings that are going on this week. One is down in Seminole, and that begins today and runs through Friday. and every evening, 6 o'clock this evening, and then 7 every evening through Friday. And then also in Pampa, Kentucky Avenue Church is having a meeting with Andrew Dow, and that will begin, or that is beginning today as well. They will not have a service this evening. They have service Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night at 7. So if you're able to attend there, I know that that would be a great encouragement to them. And I know that many of them have regularly attended our meetings as well. Patrick, Jeff, anything else that y'all can think of? Okay, very good. Brother Ledbetter, let's begin.
We'll be singing number 68 momentarily. Let me run down the schedule of things this morning before we sing. After the song, we'll ask Rusty to word prayer for us. And then after that, I will read number 189 that's on the board. After that, we'll have our communion service. And then Benson will lead a song. And after Benson's first song, we'll offer the time for collection. Benson will lead a second song, followed by Grady, and then Cole Glover, then Ryan Matney, then Trevor Yontz, Bobby Schiffman, and Mike Ledbetter. I hope we have time to get those in. A lot of time, if we don't, we might go over a minute or two. Bear with us. And then Kyle will have a short lesson at the end of the service. And the song on the board at the bottom, 266, will be our song of encouragement after Kyle's lesson. So look to number 68 now, please. Lord, we come before thee now. And it's in the key of G, and we'll sing all four verses. Oh, Lord, we come before thee now. At thy feet we humbly bow. Oh, do not thou us to disdain. Shall we seek thee, Lord, in vain? Shall we seek thee, Lord, in vain? Lord, our souls depend in compassion now, descend. Fill our hearts with thy rich grace. Tune our lips to sing thy praise. Tune our lips to sing thy praise. Grant that all may seek and find God supremely kind. Heal the sick, the captive free. Let us all rejoice in thee. Let us all rejoice in
Almighty Father in heaven, we so humbly bow before thee this morning, Father, realizing that you are the only true and living God, and thou hast created all that there is, and we're so thankful in thee that we can call thee our Father. We're so thankful in thee for your Son, for his love for us, and that he gave himself on that cross, that through his love and through his suffering on that cross, we have a hope of eternal life. And we pray, Father, that as we live each day, we would search the scriptures daily, that we would look into thy word, and that we would live those words out in our life, and that we would be good examples to those around about us, and that they might see Christ shine forth through our actions each day. We're so thankful to thee for this time this morning that we have, that we can gather together such as this, and that we can come to thee in prayer, sing songs of praise unto thee, and hear another portion of thy word. And we're so thankful to thee for this congregation of men and women and children, the brethren here, that as we meet, that we might be able to strengthen and edify each other each time and every day. We are mindful, Father, of those of our congregation who have lost loved ones, and we pray that thy word might continue to comfort them. We're mindful, Father, of those who have had recent procedures and surgeries, and we pray that they may continue to improve from those surgeries and gain more strength. And we're especially mindful, Father, of Libby at this time, that would be with her and give her strength and help her each day to get stronger and better. And we are mindful, Father, of Sue Latimer as she has surgery this following week, that we pray that that would be with her and that the surgeons would mend her and help her. We pray now, Father, as we enter into this worship, we would focus on the things here, put the things of the world aside, and that we would sing rejoicefully, and that it might be a beautiful sound unto thee. And we pray, Father, that that would give us each strength each day, for we know we fall short from time to time, and we pray that we would ask for forgiveness of those sins, and we know that thou would forgive us. And we pray all these things in thy son's name. Amen.
Number 189, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, we'll be singing all four verses of that song also, after which we'll offer the Lord's Supper to those who need to protect. No, when I survey the wondrous cross, on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and for contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that should boast, save in the death of Christ my Lord. All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to his blood. See, from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did have such love and sorrow meet, for songs composed so rich a crown. Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small, then so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all.
Are there those who wish to partake of the Lord's Supper? Please raise your hand. Keep them raised after the prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this bread. We thank you for what it represents to us, Christ's body, which was broken on the cross for our sins. We thank you for Jesus' love. We thank you for his willingness to come to this earth and to live a perfect life and to be willing to undergo such torture and abused to and be put to death on the cross for us. We pray that we will dedicate our lives to serving you and to always telling others about you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please raise your hands again. Was anyone overlooked?
Would you bow with me? Our dear Heavenly Father, we continue our thanks at this time for your Son, for his love for us, for his willingness to come to this earth and live that perfect life and be an example to us, and ultimately die upon the cross for the remission of our sins. We pray that you be with those who partake of the fruit juice of the vine, which represents his shed blood upon that cruel cross. We pray that you be with each of us as we focus upon his love and willingness to sacrifice so much for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Song before the time is offered to give back, we'll sing 520. Seeking the lost, just kindly entreating, wanders on the mountain astray. Come unto me, here's the message repeating, words of the Master speaking today. Going afar upon the mountain, bringing the wanderer back again into the fold of my Redeemer, Jesus the Lamb for sinners slain. Seeking the lost, just pointing to Jesus,
souls that are weak and hearts that are sore, leading them forth in ways of salvation, showing the path to life evermore. Going afar upon the mountain, bringing the wandered back again into the fold of my Redeemer, Jesus the Lamb for sinners slain. Thus I would go on missions of mercy, following Christ from day unto day, cheering the faint and rising the fallen, pointing the lost to Jesus the way, going afar upon the mountain, again into the fold of my Redeemer, Jesus the Lamb for sinners
Father, we thank you for all that you've done for us, for all the many physical blessings, but more importantly for the spiritual blessings that you've given us, especially through Christ. Pray for those who are about to give back, that they will do so in a cheerful way, keeping in mind all the things that you've done for us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you please raise your hands?
Next song, be number 475, 475.
One holy church of God, pierced through every age and race, unwasted by the lapse of years, unchanged by changing place. There shall be one fold, one shepherd, one Lord, one hope, one faith. There shall be one fold, one shepherd, one plan of saving grace, one book to guide the pilgrim's feet, unerring counsel give, instructions so divine, complete, how God could have us live. There shall be one fold, one shepherd, one Lord, one hope, one faith. There shall be one fold, one shepherd, one plan of saving grace, one name by which each one is known from heaven divinely give, one way that leads the saints to God, to joys and bliss in heaven. There shall be one fold, one shepherd, one Lord, one hope, one faith. There shall be one fold, one shepherd, one plan of saving grace.
Good morning. Next song will be 664. We'll sing all three verses with the chorus after the last verse only. The chorus after the third verse. He took my burdens all away up to a brighter day. A song, a wonderful song, a wonderful song I now can sing in my joy bells ring. He gave me a song, a wonderful song. Brighter the way grows every day, walking the heavenly way. He gave me a song, a wonderful song, a wonderful song I now can sing. Praises to him, my King. He gave me a song, a wonderful song. I am redeemed, no more to die, never to say goodbye. He gave me a song, a wonderful song. On some of these days in that fair land, sing with the chorus grand. He gave me a song, a wonderful song. He gave me a song to sing about. He lifted me from sin and doubt. Oh, praise his name. He is my King. A wonderful song he is to me.
The next song will be out of the supplement, number 104 in the supplement. We'll sing all three verses of this song.
Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Be ashamed, let not my enemies triumph over me. Remember not the sins of my youth. Remember not the sins of my youth. Oh my God.
trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, let not my enemies triumph over me.
Our next song will be number 72 out of the supplement, Hilltops of Glory. Let us sing. Onward rejoicing, I tread life's way. Higher I'm climbing each passing day. Hilltops of glory now rise in view, where all shall be made new. Hilltops of glory, oh, brother, won't you come go with me? Safe on the mountain I soon shall send, hilltops of glory land. Way down in Egypt, mid burning sand, Moses had started for Canaan's land. Never turn backward, always ascend onto the journey end. Hilltops of glory
I now can see.
Oh brother, won't you come go with me? Safe on the mountain I soon shall stand, hilltops of glory land. Footsteps of Jesus before us lead, we tread life's journey, his warnings heed. Evil allurements cannot prevail, he'll mark the upward trail. Hilltops of glory
I now can see.
Oh brother, won't you come go with me? Safe on the mountain I soon shall stand, hilltops of glory land. Our next song will be number 141, out of the supplement as well. We will glorify the King of Kings. Let us sing. We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Lord Jehovah reigns in majesty. We will bow before his throne. We will worship him in righteousness. We worship him alone. He is Lord of heaven, Lord of earth. He is Lord of all who live. He is Lord above the universe. All praise to him we give. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am.
Next song will be number 213 out of the big book. Number 213.
Here we are but straying pilgrims, here our path is often dim. But to cheer us on our journey still, we sing this wayside hymn. Yonder over the rolling river where the shining mansions rise, soon will be our home forever, and the smile of the blessed giver gladdens all our longing eyes. Here our feet are often weary on the hills that throng our way. Here the tempest darkly gathers, but our hearts within us say, yonder over the rolling river where the shining mansions rise, soon will be our home forever. Smile of the blessed giver gladdens all our longing eyes. Here our souls are often fearful of the pilgrim's lurking foe, but the Lord is our defender, and he tells us we may know. Yonder over the rolling river where the shining mansions rise, soon will be our home forever, and the smile of the blessed giver gladdens all our longing eyes.
Next song will be number 230, also in the blue book. Number 230.
This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. They're all expecting me, and that's one thing I know. My Savior pardoned me, and now I onward go. I know he'll take me through, though I am weak and poor, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just up in glory land we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their songs of sweetest praise drip back from heaven's shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Something about that name.
Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name.
683 in the big book, Sing and Be Happy. Let's sing the first and third verses.
If the skies above you are gray, you are feeling so blue. If your cares and burdens seem great all the whole day through, there's a silver lining that shines in the heavenly land. Look by faith and see it, my friend. Trust in His promises grand. Sing and be happy. Press on to the goal. Trust Him who leads you. He will keep your soul. Let all be faithful. Look to Him and pray. Lift your voice and praise Him in song. Sing and be happy today. Oft we fail to see the rainbow up in heaven's fair sky. When it seems the fortunes of earth frown and pass us by, there are things we know that are worth more than silver and gold. If we hope and trust Him each day, we shall have pleasure untold. Sing and be happy, press on to the goal. Trust Him who leads you, He will keep your soul. Let all be faithful, look to Him and pray. Lift your voice and praise Him in song. Sing and be happy today.
Page 538, Majesty, out of the big book.
Majesty, worship His Majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, power, and praise. Majesty, kingdom authority, flow from His throne unto His own, His anthem raise. So exalt, lift upon high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King. Majesty, worship His Majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. So exalt, lift upon high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King. Majesty, worship His Majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings.
Next song, number 589, As the Deer, 589.
domain. As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you.
My prayer, Jehovah, hear, to my entreating cry, in faithfulness give ear, in righteousness reply. No God have I but you. Teach me to do thy will. Thy Spirit good lead me on even pathway still. I close my eye. I see his majesty. I close my eyes.
Next song is number 115, 115, the supplement also. Healing in His Wings. Oh, Father, I do sin. Wait a minute. I got that. Deep within, for You have sought me, yet I turn away from all Your loving care. So often do I fall, yet You reach out again, lifting my burden. That is all that I can ever bear. Through Your beloved Son, there is grace so undeserved. How can I ever sin against the One who makes my heart to sing? Create a heart so clean that like You I may be, as light of morning rises up with healing in its wings. My broken, contrite heart is so worthless in my sight, but You restore it, give it peace and joy to love and follow You. Oh, may I ever strive to live pure in Your sight, glorify and honor You.
Thank you, Mike, and thank you, Jay, for organizing this, and thank you to all the men that have led us in praise to our God this morning. As we draw to an end our time together in worship of God today, we want to give the opportunity for any that have yet to render their obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ to do so. You can put your faith in Jesus as the Son of God, confessing that faith before men, repenting of sin that separates you from God, and you this very morning can be baptized into Christ. If as a child of God you have not been faithful to the Lord, we extend to you as well the opportunity and the invitation to ask for prayers from the brethren here. I want to look at a passage of Scripture and offer an illustration to encourage us in that regard. Hebrews chapter 6, if you turn in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 6, the Hebrew writer is talking about the context in which God has promised Abraham something, and he has confirmed that with an oath swearing by himself. And we pick up in verse 17 in discussing that very situation, and there are some statements the Hebrew writer makes that I want us to call to our attention and consider for a few moments. Verse 17, thus God, determining to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise the immutability of His counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, I want you to notice the wording here. We might have strong consolation who have, and listen to how the Hebrew writer describes what coming to Christ is, who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. This hope we have as an anchor
of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters behind the veil, enters the presence behind the veil, where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus, having become high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. Notice that in verse 18, fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. In 1987, there was a small airplane with Eastern Express Airlines, a 15-passenger plane that was flying with only its pilot, a man named Henry Dempsey, and its co-pilot. They were on a flight that would go from Lewiston, Idaho, back to Boston, but they hadn't got very far underway when the captain began to hear a rattling in the back. He turned the control of the airplane over to his co-pilot and went into the back to check to see what the noise was. And by the time he made it to the back and was checking the back door, some turbulence caused that door to open. Apparently, it had not closed fully when they had been on the ground, and the turbulence forced it open. Well, as you can imagine, at 4,000 feet and 190 miles per hour, Henry Dempsey was immediately sucked out of that airplane, managing, fortunately, to grab hold of the railing on the stairs that were a part of that door that flew open. Well, the co-pilot, when he saw the door ajar light, immediately changed his flight plan, tried to land in Portland, notified the Coast Guard to begin searching for what he expected would be the body of Henry Dempsey. He didn't realize, though, that Dempsey had actually held on to the railing of that door and continued to hold on to the railing of that door until that airplane could come to a landing, even though it meant being upside down, hanging onto that door and on the runway, inches away from the runway. You know, you look at an incident like that, and it's amazing to think, well, how could he hold on? How could he find the strength to do it? And I don't know if I'd have that strength in a circumstance like that, but the alternative would just be unthinkable. You know, because if he didn't find that strength, if he didn't lay hold of that which offered him hope, he would certainly be hopeless. In the wording of the text that we began with here, I want us to picture ourselves in that same way, because what we often don't think of is that our situation is even more desperate, because the consequences of sin have put us in a position in which we are doomed. We have no other hope unless we lay hold of that hope that's set before us, that is offered to us in Jesus Christ. Have you fled for refuge to lay hold of that hope that lies in Jesus Christ? We give you the opportunity to do so now as we stand and sing.
And you hurry along with a pleasurement throng. Have you counted the cost? Have you counted the cost? If your soul should be lost, though you gain the whole world for your own, even now it may be at the lunch you have crossed. Have you counted the cost? While the door of His mercy is open
Thank you for being here. That goes for everybody, members and visitors alike. We had a very good singing. I think we've had a good number of people here for it. I don't know about you, but I especially love singing. It's one thing we're going to be doing in heaven. And if I didn't love it now, I sure would be trying to learn how. Because I want to be there and sing with the angel chorus. Do the elders have anything further that we need to announce before we leave? Remember, our next service will be Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. We'll meet here for a period of Bible study and classes, and then a short period of time at a general assembly in the auditorium at the end of the hour. And next Lord's Day, 9 o'clock for 1 hour of assembly together, 10 o'clock for Bible study and classes, and 11, like this morning, for a third hour of assembly. After Brother Warren words prayer, we'll stand dismissed.
Will you bow with me? Dear God and Father in heaven, we bow before you. You are our creator. You alone are good, and we praise you. We're thankful, Father, for this time together, this Lord's Day that has been set aside for the assembly of the churches that we might worship you. We're thankful, Father, for your Son and all the blessings that are ours through him. We're thankful, Father, for this church and for this congregation. We pray thy blessings upon it. We pray thy blessings, Father, on those who are traveling, and we're thankful for our visitors that have come our way, and we pray that they would have a safe journey as they continue. Father, we pray that you would bless those who are suffering from fire and from flood, and be with them and bless them and keep them safe. We are thankful, Father, for our military, and we pray that you'd watch over them, and we pray that you would bless Brother McCaslin. We're thankful, Father, that we can assemble like this in freedom through this country, and we're thankful for it. Father, we pray that you would go with us as we depart. Help us to live ever closer to thee. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.